other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is going to be a particularly jam-packed broadcast today. It is June 6, 2011, on this Monday live edition. Jim Tucker, who's traveling to Bilderberg this year, we're going to be in contact with him the entire time he's over there with his sources inside Bilderberg, one of the most important meetings undoubtedly in their history, with so many things coming to a head on war, energy, the collapsing euro, the banking cartel trying to build world government on the ashes of the once free societies. Jim Tucker is joining us coming up in the second half of this hour. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts has a new article out today at prisonplanet.com and Infowars.com, how the empire will prevail. Will Washington foment war between China and India? And continuing, we have Mike Adams joining us. He has a report here. Forensic evidence emerges that European E. coli superbug was bioengineered to produce human fatalities. Meanwhile, the British intelligence is saying give up all your rights and let Big Agra, the folks that are engineering all this stuff, take over society and shut down the farms and ranches and things, because Al-Qaeda and, of course, Lucky Charms Elf is behind it. British intelligence, Al-Qaeda may contaminate food after E. coli scare. Give me a break. If you slip and fall on a banana peel, it's Al-Qaeda. And that's some of the biggest news of the day. I covered this some yesterday, but I want to go directly to it after the break. Gadon, Adam Perlman, the American Al-Qaeda, call for gun violence merges with Osama's under-the-radar anti-gun agenda. Right as Obama, that's not a Freudian slip. The government does run Al-Qaeda. Gadon called for gun violence, merges with Obama under the radar anti-gun agenda, which they are set to announce this month. They've been building up for several months. Right on time, Al-Qaeda comes out. Adam Gadon, caught red-handed with his videos being uploaded in the Intel Center's same video layer, comes out and says, there's guns everywhere at the gun shows. Get them. Kill everyone. Attack. Attack. Attack the shopping malls. And we know behind the scenes the feds have been building up this narrative with the local police that are being federalized and being told they're little secret agents on these power trips. This has been the narrative behind the scenes for years, building towards the pretext to roll out TSA federal security goon forces onto the streets of America. You notice they've been beta testing it. Now it's all coming to a head right as the depression expands, right as Moody's and Standard & Poor's say the U.S. may lose its dollar world reserve currency, as the IMF and World Bank openly call for global carbon taxes. It's all coming to a head right now as the West tries to start World War III between India, Pakistan, that would bring in China. And, of course, we've got Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' report on that, and General Hamid Ghul and Webster Tarpley and countless other experts concur with our analysis that that is where this is all headed. So that is coming up later in the broadcast as well. Obviously, this is Bilderberg Week 2011 in the mountain town, the highest mountain town in Switzerland, where they filmed four different James Bond movies. Doesn't get any more globalist than that. We're going to have our reporters in England and the U.S. in constant contact with the reporters, multiple reporters, Luke Radowski, Jim Tucker, and others who are going to be attending the coverage of Bilderberg 2011. And we'll get key intel on what the globalists are planning from our sources inside. So very important week coming up. Stay with us.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, Bilderberg 2011 kicks off Thursday. We're going to be talking to reporters. We're going to be in place in the mountain village in Switzerland. We're going to have Jim Tucker over there, AmericanFreePress.net, also for RT. The one, the only, Luke Radowski, founder of We Are Change, is already in Europe, in Barcelona, preparing to make his way into Switzerland out of Spain. And we're going to be talking to other reporters as well, like Charlie Skelton. And we've got the Watson brothers in England who will continually be in contact with the reporters in Switzerland. And we have Aaron Dykes, Rob Dew, Rob Jacobson, Kurt Nimmo, and the rest of the team that are going to be working very closely with all of our sources that are going to be at Bilderberg and some of our sources that have sources within Bilderberg. Now, why is that so important? Well, 2 years before they imploded the subprime mortgage market, inside Bilderberg sources said that was the plan in 2008. We were able to call it with total precision in the film Endgame out 1 year before the implosion that they claim came out of nowhere. Jim Tucker was able to predict a full year before the fall of the Berlin Wall that the wall was going to fall and that deals had already been made between the Russian government through the East German government because they could no longer control their population and their own Stasi was starting to rebel against them. Because when a corrupt system loses the support of the general population, it cannot stand if they resist. And then it did fall. Tucker got laughed at for that. 6 months before Margaret Thatcher was basically run out, even though she had high approval ratings, Tucker broke down that that was going to happen and then interviewed her after the fact, and she said, yes, it was Bilderberg that drove her out. You saw 3.5 years ago, 2007, or now almost 4 years ago, I guess, the fact that Governor Rick Perry, out of the blue, went to Bilderberg. And the media ignored the fact that he was there until we forced the issue, and then the Dallas Morning News and others did have to report on the Bilderberg group. And, of course, we said then, look for him to run for president, and now he's gearing up for that. Also, 3 months before George Bush totally changed directions in 2008, saying that he believed in global warming and wanted carbon taxes, Tucker said from Greece that that was the intel from his Bilderberg sources. He has three. Maybe I'm not even supposed to say that much. He has three, and he's told me off the record the type of sources they are. I'm just going to leave it at that, and he's proven he's got the sources. He's got the real sources inside, and we're going to be there via telephone talking to him and via video Skype connections interviewing Mr. Tucker. So we're going to be there through Tucker and through Luke Radowski, who's also going to have video Skype there on the ground in Switzerland. So very, very exciting. We're going to have great folks working with InfoWars there on site. And Jim Tucker is joining us coming up here in about 20 minutes from now. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts dealing with his breakdown analysis, how the empire will prevail. Will Washington foment war between China and India? We have that report. He's going to be joining us. And then Mike Adams, forensic evidence emerges that European E. coli superbug was bioengineered to produce human fatalities. Now, I said that last Friday, and it emerged over the weekend that it is a superbug, probably engineered. British Intel's response is to claim that Al-Qaeda made it. Now, if you believe that, I got a bridge. I'm ready to sell you. Now, the big news, the economic news is huge. The China news is huge. The Kissinger Bilderberg Group news is huge. Prominent Swiss politician, the equivalent of a congressperson, calls for arrest of Kissinger at Bilderberg. We've got it all here. But the biggest news, and I've been telling you, I've seen this in the cards, we've gotten this from our FBI, federal marshal, state police intel sources. You know we have those intel sources. In fact, the intel pours in so fast from confirmed sources, I can't even cover it. I can't even, my head's spinning. I can't even call back all the prominent, famous people that are calling me who want to come on the show. I can't even. There's a huge awakening happening. 16 years ago when I got on air, we were drinking knowledge out of a pixie straw, you know, the type that you stir your coffee with. You suck as hard as you can, you barely get any info. Now I'm trying to drink out of a fire hose, and I know you are as well. A fire hose turned up on high. And now 100 more fire hoses are being shoved up in my face, in your face, and the amount of information, it's just all out in the open. The globalists are moving at warp speed. There are times in history when more happens in a year than happened in the previous 100. Lenin said that, many other corrupt globalists, politicians, dictators, philosophers have pointed that out, that we're in a liquid state right now. The globalists have unfrozen societal, cultural, spiritual, geopolitical, economic systems that they'd already built, and the old order is dying, and the new order is being born. I was reading the foreword that Newt Gingrich wrote for Alvin and Heidi Toffler's Third Wave book last week, and I meant to bring it in. It's sitting there in my office at home. I meant to bring it Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, and didn't. And I'd actually read some of their books years ago and read some of the writings of Gingrich. That's how I knew Gingrich was bad back in the mid-90s and was meant to lead Republicans into destruction so that we wouldn't get a real constitutional movement through that group. And that everybody knows he's for carbon taxes and for global government and the rest of it, or at least you should know that. But I was reading what Gingrich wrote and what that book calls for, how the old order has served the global elite well. Now it must be destroyed. National sovereignty must be destroyed. I mean, they write books. Gingrich writes these things. That's why he was chosen as a professor to then become a prominent member of Congress. He's horrible. And I have to hear mainline Republican talk show host endorsing him and talking about how great he is. This is like saying Joseph Stalin was conservative. I mean, literally, he openly says destroy national sovereignty. Just like Strom Talbot, who was the editor at Time Magazine before he went to work for Clinton, or was it Newsweek, saying we're going to get rid of national sovereignty incrementally. And you've got this new Obama appointee openly saying, yeah, the cap and trade is a secret carbon tax. Well, of course it is. And I mean, that's what's frustrating, is this stuff is all out in the open. And I mainly just marvel now that it's so naked. I use those terms a lot, naked, brazen, open, uncloaked, in your face. And a lot of people are waking up, but there more should be waking up. I mean, every day I see articles where banks take homes they have no deed for, that they never owned and never had a mortgage on, and courts just take the houses and give it to them. I mean, that's criminal, folks. That's these people are unleashed. They run almost every state government. They run the federal government. They run all the regulators. They can do whatever they want. And I've got that news today. The good news is finally in Florida, and they're going to come after that judge. But the answer is, if other judges do the right thing together, if other prominent people do the right thing, Hollywood people, government folks, talk show hosts, liberal, conservative, it's time to break your conditioning and get out of this controlled, fake political spectrum we've been in. And for all of us to start telling the truth fully and going all the way, or we don't have any future. But this judge in Florida said, yep, you had 5 months. You didn't have a deed to the house. They paid cash. You had no connection to it. You took their house, Bank of America. You didn't pay them the hundreds of thousands of dollars back. We're seizing your branch bank, and sent the deputies in, the constables in, to take the cash out of the till. That's what they do to you when they come take your house and come take your belongings. And Bank of America is, how do you do this to us? We're God. We own part of the Federal Reserve. We own you. And the judge is like, no, you don't. They should all be clapped in irons immediately. They've all committed crimes openly. This could end if we just wake up from the trance. And then police, people are going to bring you coffee again and pie again. I mean, I've talked to my family. I've talked to people that lived all over the country 30, 40, 50 years ago. The average cops weren't corrupt. Cops were in the local neighborhood. Everybody knew them. They were friends. And cops were into going after criminals. There were still some corrupt areas in Chicago and New York and Dallas in special squads who over time got bought off. But that corruption is tame compared to all over the country. I see reports every week now. Texas, Tennessee, New York, Michigan, California, Florida, New Mexico, where cops just pull you over, including old ladies, people that have no criminal record, and the old lady's got $2,000 in their purse. The cop searches it without a warrant and takes it and says, prove it's not drug money. I remember 15, 16 years ago watching 60 Minutes where a guy was flying from South Carolina to Houston every year. And he paid a down payment in cash and the rest by check later, once the 18-wheelers showed up with all of his crepe myrtle trees grown in Texas. And he paid in cash for the ticket, and it turned out the ticket clerks make more money a lot of times off tattletale fees than they make off their yearly salary. And it turned out the one woman that did it to this guy made over $100,000 a year from air marshals. And they just took the guy's money. It was something like $20,000. That's been going on forever. I mean, you can't do that. You can't behave like that. That's tyranny. All right, I'm ranting. Because I talk about how I'm overwhelmed. I mean, that's just opening up my mind and all the things I'm looking at and upset about. I'll go back to last year, Bloomberg and AP. I keep repeating this because it's gotten no attention. Prudential and others signed a secret deal in 99, now 12 years ago, to take all death benefits from World War II vets through to today. They take money out of your check in the military, put it in an insurance fund, and now when your husband gets killed or dies later of cancer at 60 or whatever, they just take your money. I mean, they take your house when they don't even have a deed and never owned any part of it. This isn't even just derivatives. They just take it. All right, I'm going to come back with the biggest news. Stay with us.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. No, forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank having a lead packet interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This is the end. Beautiful friend.
Of our elaborate plans, the end.
This is the end.
So, David Rockefeller, the Queen of the Netherlands, representatives of the Rothschilds, they'll all be meeting the Saudi King. They'll all be meeting coming up in 4 days. It'll kick off in the mountains of Switzerland. And we got Jim Tucker coming up. At the start of the next hour, I'm going to get into this top story in a lot more detail, but it is so chilling to know that police, according to emergency managers, FBI, federal marshals, state police, and since then, since we were sent secret information years ago, not just MIAC and Homeland Security reports and others dealing with the fact that the whole system is for gun owners, libertarians, landowners, patriots, in the fetters, a constitutionalist, that the entire system is for the American people, not for the boogeyman Al-Qaeda. Now, it's admitted bin Laden was CIA, and he always was and still is up until his death from kidney failure back in 2001. And notice Adam Gadon, grandson of the former head of the ADL. I mean, do you really believe Al-Qaeda is following a overweight Jewish kid from San Diego who uploads videos with the Al-Qaeda logo in the same layer as the Intel Center? See, this propaganda is all tailored at a mindless level for just the general public to kind of, in the background while they're cooking dinner here, Al-Qaeda's planning to strike. And all of our law enforcement sources, before it later leaked out in the news, showing my sources were accurate, said we're being trained that gun-owning militias are going to attack with Al-Qaeda at shopping malls and kill everybody. And we saw the beta test in Mumbai a few years ago, came out in the time in India, they're enemies with Pakistan, that it was not Pakistan that did it, but that it was U.S. and Israeli intelligence. I mean, that was in the Times of India. The head of Indian intelligence went public and then got killed right after he talked about it. This is dangerous stuff. And so they want to target shopping malls and other public places so they can then roll out TSA on the streets of America. Now, what's frightening is suddenly there's a full court press, we're going to cover this more in the next hour, saying that Al-Qaeda is going to hit the shopping malls. They're going to hit the grocery stores. And so, see, now, right after the government announces they want naked body scanners at all the shopping malls, magically Al-Qaeda comes out and agrees and says, "Hi, I'm Adam Gadon, formerly Adam Perlman. And I'm the grandson of the ADL head, and Al-Qaeda follows me." Oh, yes. I mean, Al-Qaeda supposedly hates Israel, trusts nothing Israel does. It wants to destroy Israel, but, their leader is Jewish. The leader of Al-Qaeda is Jewish. They're now debating whether Gadon's number one or whether it's Anwar al-Awlaki. Oh, wait, he's hanging out secretly with the Secretary of the Army at the Pentagon, Fox News AP. Oh, wait, they run the underwear bomber on Christmas Day. Oh, got on the airplane by the U.S. government. Undersecretary of State had to admit it months after we broke it with Kurt Haskell. Eyewitness. I mean, but again, that's all tailored for the general public, kind of cooking dinner, making sloppy joes or whatever while the kids are playing video games and mama's got the TV on in the kitchen. And, oh, my gosh, there's that mean Al-Qaeda guy. He says he's, Al-Qaeda, use the gun shows. Americans are stupid. They have gun shows. And you can go right in and get guns and then go kill everyone. And then meanwhile, Obama's like, "See, I told you, we got to shut down those gun shows and ban semi-automatic rifles because Al-Qaeda says they're going to use it." And ABC News says Al-Qaeda found a weak spot. Our lax gun laws, they're going to hit us. And, well, I love the Second Amendment, but fighting Al-Qaeda comes first. Turn my guns in. I mean, direct Democratic talking point. Right as Obama gets ready to unveil his anti-gun agenda this month, it's been announced. Weeks ago, he would announce it in June. Quote, under the radar, that's what the memo says, and here they are, and Al-Qaeda comes right out, and Al-Qaeda says, "Thank you for releasing our fighters from Guantanamo Bay. You make it so easy for us to attack you," right as they're trying to set the precedent in courts to never give people trials, including U.S. citizens. Gadon comes out and says, "Thank you for releasing Al-Qaeda. That really helps us." So they can say, "See, Al-Qaeda loves the fact that trials are being demanded. And Al-Qaeda says thanks for the Second Amendment. We better get rid of trials and due process and the Second Amendment because Adam Gadon, the Israeli operative, says so." In your face, 100%. And now he says, "Attack, attack." And TSA says, "Don't worry. We're going to protect you." Now, coming up, we're also going to get into the incredible shootings on the border with Syria and Israel in the captured Golan area. And the way our media is saying, well, that's Israel did the right thing. Well, did Gaddafi do the right thing, shooting protesters, which turns out isn't even true? See, I mean, it's hypocrisy either way you slice it. We'll be right back with Jim Tucker with Bilderberg Intel. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Okay, coming up in a few minutes, Jim Tucker of AmericanFreePress.net is going to be joining us. He had a report last week. Texas Governor Perry Bilderberg, ace in the hole. Is Texas Governor Rick Perry the Bilderberg Group's Republican candidate in waiting in 2012? Well, we know that Mitt Romney's also one of the horses they've got in their stable, and he's getting ready tomorrow to jump on a big jet airplane and fly to Switzerland, where they're going to be meeting in the high mountain resort of St. Moritz, where they filmed at least four James Bond films, one of the most beautiful places in the world, it's described, pretty close to the Matterhorn. The globalists love to meet in those high and mighty type places, like they did at the North American Union meeting in 2006. WikiLeaks has now released that, confirming well, the documents we got through Judicial Watch that they planned the secret merger of the North American Union already in place with the EU. And Jim is just an amazing individual. He was a news and sports writer back in the 50s and 60s. By the 70s, he began to investigate Bilderberg Group. And for decades, he was called a lunatic by the media. They said it didn't exist, that he was delusional. Just 3 years ago, New York Times said that. They said Jones was at the Marriott in Virginia, believing that there were elites there when there weren't. So they still try that some as well, thinking their readers are abject morons. Now, the reason this is so important is Jim Tucker has gotten scores, more than 20 that I can list, pieces of intel years before it becomes mainstream news of exactly what the globalists are going to do. The fall of the Berlin Wall, the ouster of Margaret Thatcher, Bush to endorse carbon taxes, and then he did it and people were shocked. On and on and on and on. And he has intel, the only person who actually has intel directly in Bilderberg. AmericanFreePress.net is where you can read his reportage, and you can also subscribe there. Jim, thank you so much for joining us. What new intel do you have? Because I know you usually get a lot about their agenda before you go. What is the latest intel, Jim Tucker?
Still pretty much unchanged from our last conversation. They are, of course, determined to keep the recession going through the year 2012, or whatever reasons that serves their purposes. And in spite of the fact that oil prices are going down, they're trying hard to force them back up. They want Americans to pay $7 a gallon for gasoline. They've never quite gotten that far, but they're working at it. And more good news from Patriots. I've been told since our last conversation, Bilderberg Insider, who's been very reliable for more than 20 years, that they're grousing and complaining about these dirty hearings, as you, me, and all the patriots around the country who object to the Bilderberg playing God. They're simply outraged. So, and they're telling us, too, that they're Obama is their good friend, and he had to disregard the War Powers Act so we could keep the war going in Libya, which they want to, as you know, want to use a spark plug to light up the entire Middle East. So they've forgiven him for that. I understand why he has to do it.
Now, specifically, Jim, let's go back to 2007. And I went and looked it up. It wasn't just Lindsey Williams that said he had sources, and now we know Ken Fromm was one of them since he deceased, the former head of Atlantic Richfield, that they wanted to break our back financially by raising oil to 150. You got that out of Bilderberg. A year later, it happened. Then in 2008, you said folks aren't consuming like they thought they would. They're going to lower it again, and that indeed happened. What are you getting on the energy front about what they're planning to do with the devaluation of the dollar?
Oh, they've been cheerleaders for nuclear power plants since the late 1990s. They discovered that's a great source of wealth for them. When you build nuclear plants, you're giving contracts to big companies throughout the world, of which they own a great portion, and they make great profits. So they're very discouraged that their host state of Switzerland has decided it's going to get out of the nuclear power business. I think Finland said it would, too. And also they're very concerned about the euro going down, and maybe they're even afraid the euro will simply disappear, because when you get countries like Switzerland, a peaceful country where you're required to own a gun, say they're getting out of the nuclear power business, along with two or three other countries, it's very unpopular in Germany. And in fact, the Prime Minister Merkel, I think, is going wobbly on nuclear power, which she so strongly advocated, and that's very distressful to them. But the more they grieve, the more we enjoy it.
Jim, going back to your source, you have multiple, of course, but one inside Bilderberg, particularly high up. More detail, because from what I'm getting, but I want to put words in your mouth, Are they panicked? Are they routed? Are they in trouble? You said they're upset about the anti-globalist movement, yourself, myself. Did they say that specifically? Flesh out as much as you can for us the state of their new world order, because from what you've just said, it sounds like things aren't going too well for them.
That's true. Things have been going badly for the last several years, and for the last several years we've had been quoting them as saying that those dirty gurneys on the sidewalks, those primitives, well, they use a lot of expletives that you could not use in polite society, but they're simply outraged to find that they have protesters outside. They've always wanted their meetings to be secret, with no knowledge of them whatsoever. Now, all these years, they've had to see people outside screaming at them and protesting their meeting. So that's got them very outraged. In fact, they're reading about it in the European press even now. Americans are reading about it in American Free Press and hearing about it from you. In Europe, a lot of major newspapers, The Guardian of London and others, have jumped into the ballpark and are telling their readers what and where on Bilderberg and raising the same kind of questions we did.
So their hoax of saying it didn't exist in your 35 years of coverage, what was it, 6-7 years ago that the dam started to break and we started to see big mainline press coverage like we're seeing now in The Guardian and other big papers of what they're doing in secret? When did the dam really start to break on their cover-up?
Let me stretch down here and pull out a note or two. It goes back, I'm sure, to the 90s. First time we saw protesters outside the gates. Hold on just a second.
He is getting his notes. Again, Jim is a battle-hardened true journalist with the straw hat. Go ahead, Jim.
I'm backing up on it. It goes back to
Portugal,
1988, in Austria, where a few of the newspapermen came out, and that was the 1988 in Austria, and that was when the readers did something I should have thought about long ago. That year we had the story of where and when so early, as in something like November, that our readers across the sea in Europe, they had to pay a tremendous price because of the postage costs, all that stuff. But they had, they do put in where on Bilderberg, so readers within 200 miles of circumference called and said, should we alert the local press? Should we tell our newspapers and broadcasters? And I said, yes, yes, yes. Now we send out a letter, as you know, every year, urging readers within the area to do exactly that. I should have thought about it much earlier than that.
Well, Jim, I understand the dam broke in the late 80s because of your decades of work in Europe. But even 7-8 years ago, our media here in the U.S. was still saying it didn't exist. Isn't that why one of the reasons the mainstream media is so discredited now?
Well, yes, you start off with the control of so much of it. For instance, the Washington Post, as you and I'm sure most of your listeners are aware, is controlled by Bilderberg. The publishers attended every meeting since they first met under the name Bilderberg in 1954. I mean, they died, the successors of the Graham family have always attended Bilderberg meetings along with publishers New York Times and Los Angeles Times. Now, the Washington Post owns 170 newspapers, Washington Post Company, big and small. Now, they can directly order all of their 170 newspapers throughout the country to never use the word Bilderberg, no coverage whatsoever. And they better follow orders. They don't get fired.
Well, Jim, here's an example. In 2008, you and I were there. We knew Obama and Hillary were inside. The media, the number one story in the country is, where is Hillary and Obama hiding? We called ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, local papers. None of them would come, not even the local Virginia paper, but the Epoch Times came and covered it. So that shows the control that they're claiming. They don't know where Obama and Hillary are. The mystery meeting, we're there. We know they're there. The Secret Service goes in, the motorcades. We're telling them, and the media had such control. That's how controlled U.S. media is. European is not that controlled. Now, Jim, in our precious time with you, other intel, if they're upset about the alternative media, you've talked about their moves to try to censor the press earlier. We've seen the UN a month ago, 2 weeks ago, our own media calling to start censoring the internet, to start internet taxes regulation. Do you have any intel on how they're planning to counter the internet and alternative press that's kicking their hind end?
Well, there has been some conversation about how to call up some of the newspapers that they don't control, and that guy who bought up all those newspapers got in trouble, owns most of the newspapers in the world. They said he's still our good friend. He's not allowed Bilderberg meeting anymore, Soros among them. He's still our good friend, though, although for political reasons, being a convicted felon, he cannot attend anymore.
So Soros isn't allowed to attend?
They're very prissy. They're very, one of their founders, Lockheed guy, was one of the founders of Bilderberg, not being able to attend, but he's still their good friend because of the Lockheed scandal of back in the 1950s.
That was with Prince Bernhard.
Yeah, Prince Bernhard, right. I was trying to remember.
Okay, now let's shift gears again in the time we've got. We appreciate you, Jim, joining us from AmericanFreePress.net. And we're going to have links to your reportage throughout the week at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Jim, specifically, you talked about the spark plug Libya to ignite the Middle East. It's now admitted that U.S. and British troops are there, been there the whole time. They always meant to have a ground war. Of course, they lied. It's now admitted that they overthrew their old dictator, Mubarak. What is the larger strategy, the stratagem, the deceptive strategy? Why? What's the larger geopolitical reason to destabilize the Middle East and Central and Southern Asia in Pakistan? Why are they wanting to do that? What's the larger plan?
I'm still trying to hash that one out with these Turkeys, but we do know that they see their interest. Well, war profiteering is one of the obvious ones. When you go to war, you make big bucks, and they're in the heavily invested in heavy industry. They all are. So that's why they're in favor of Star Wars. That's why they Star Wars is a good thing, really. But their motivation was profit. When you go to war, you make a lot of blood money. So a big war in the Middle East, which would be the rationale for invading Iran on behalf of Israel, would be a huge profit. And they're concerned now they want the war in Libya to expand and go big. And inflame the Middle East, and it looks like that's going to be a tough one for them because NATO is pounding them so hard, and yet NATO is one of their tools of tools.
Okay, I want to briefly get into the euro, their receivership arm in so much trouble, and this worldwide awakening to the private banking cartel. But your article in American Free Press, Texas Governor Perry, Bilderberg ace in the hole. We talked to you in Greece at the time in 2008 or 2007, and you said this looks like Perry is definitely going to be running for president soon, just like Bill Clinton went there when he was unknown, basically. Low-level member of parliament, Tony Blair, a few years before. What does it signify having Rick Perry attend Bilderberg?
Well, it makes him Bilderberg property. As you know, when you attend a Bilderberg meeting, you take that oath that you'll reveal nothing, and you're supposed to follow orders like a good boy, and they all do. We've seen dramatic demonstrations of President George H.W. Bush campaign promising no new taxes. Read my lips. He said he's in favor of the taxpayer Bill of Rights, which had been first proposed by Liberty Lobby earlier. And within the first year in the White House, he reversed himself and increased taxes and lost the election to Bill Clinton, who, of course, attended Bilderberg one year before. So there's a great price to pay if you disobeyed orders in HW, disobeyed orders and paid the price of the White House.
So did Margaret Thatcher, and you were able to report that before she was forced out.
Are you talking about hiding Hillary? We had a lot of fun a few years ago. It was Lake Lanier, Georgia. And the staff down there told us that Hillary Clinton is there. They've seen her. She's there for more than a day. And she'd be there till Sunday morning or something. So she was positively identified by several of their own staff members, just excited about being the First Lady. And get back to Washington. I called the White House, First Lady's press office, and First Ladies have their own big, fat press staff. And they said, oh, no, she didn't attend such a meeting. I said, oh, no, they said, we don't know where she's being. I said, yes, you do. You account every moment of her day. I said, I'm prepared. I know she was there. I'm prepared to write positive she was there, but her staff did not know. We'll call you right back. I said, you call me back in 15 minutes. That's what I'm going to, which was not true, but I was have to file my story in 15 minutes, as is, or we can fix it. They called back and officially acknowledged that Hillary had, as First Lady, had attended the Bilderberg meeting, but they sure didn't like to acknowledge it.
Jim, would you say that Bilderberg is beginning to run scared or is panicking or feels the world waking up to him, as Brzezinski told the CFR last year, that the world is waking up to the true elite and not their puppet front people like Obama and Bush? I mean, how would you quantify the state of this global imperium right now?
I would say that they're all as nervous as a strumpet in church.
Now, Jim, we've only got a few minutes left with you. Do you have any intel on some of the minions, governors, members of parliament, members of the Senate, that are going to be there under Bilderberg examination? You know, in the past, it was Bill Clinton. It was, you know, other people that became president. Any word on the agenda of some of the things that they're going to be focusing on? Any other areas you haven't covered?
Thank you for the offhand. I'll tell you, my mind's a little bit blown because a stupid cab driver let me off at the wrong spot. Now, I've been here early and rested it over my nose. I've been sweating like a Negro on election day in Mississippi and breathless from where the cab recovered, where the cab dropped me off at the wrong place. Life is such in Washington.
Of course, folks wouldn't know that old Georgian saying back when the racists would go after black folks for trying to vote and would try to keep them from their voting rights. Now the system just has their electronic voting machines. Well, Jim, I understand that you are a bit winded, but you're going to be getting in, I guess, Wednesday morning or so into Switzerland. Tell us about this location. Have they ever met there before?
No, they've met in Switzerland, I think, four times before, but never in the same place twice. And rarely do they meet in the same place twice. At least 20 years will go by. The St. Moritz is a resort community, not very big. To get there, I fly into Zurich and take a 3-hour train ride from Zurich, Sweden, to Moritz, Switzerland.
Now, the intel I've gotten is they're going to this remote area where it's also very expensive. Switzerland, the most expensive place in the world, for those that don't know, other than maybe Tokyo. But the country itself, very expensive, because they're very angry. You said a few years ago, a quote was, we've got to implode the economy so folks are so poor they don't have money to travel and protest us.
Yes, that's their broad program, is to bring to level the world economically. That is, not raising the backward countries up to our level, but bringing us down to their level. So the entire world is at a poverty level type of economy, more easily controlled. And, of course, the Bilderberg kids themselves will never run out of ice cream. They'll live the same luxurious life they've always live. But for you and me and the general population, they want the American standard of living to go down, so that's part. where the $7 gallon gasoline, gallon of gasoline goal that they've set is to help that along. And the food shortages and so forth will help that along.
Jim, just two final questions and one point. After you get a chance to take a break, because I know you got dropped off far away from the newspaper and had to hike it, please stand by for Aaron Dykes, who's going to be on the phone, obviously working with you and conferring with you when you're in Switzerland. He'd like to talk to you about some of those interviews we're doing later in the week to line those up. So I'm going to have him call you there at AFP in about 10 minutes, or we could put you on hold here in a moment, and my producers in the control booth could ask you those questions. But we do want to thank you for the work you've done. Folks can subscribe at AmericanFreePress.net to get hard copies, or, of course, the Internet has the reports there as well at AmericanFreePress.net. And we do appreciate you spending time with us. And how many years has it been? Is it 35 now or 36 that you've been covering Bilderberg?
35 or 36. We go back to 1979 before I actually start traveling, something like that. But directing the coverage by other reporters since 1975.
Well, in closing, and then we'll let you go, the folks need to talk to you. Jim, you brought up their concern about the collapse of the euro. Have they been too good at what they're doing? Because as their own documents, World Bank, IMF show, they are getting everybody in debt, creating derivatives by design so they can take over the world. But have they gotten too good at destroying economies to consolidate them, this planned destruction, command destruction? Because now you talk about Europe, that they meant to continue to expand and merge with other unions as their UN plan states. Now it is tottering, and the dollar that they control is tottering, and more experts are saying Europe, the euro may collapse. So specifically, any more details?
Well, the Bilderberg kids themselves, the last few years, have talked about how they're afraid for the euro, and of course they want to preserve the euro and introduce, as you pointed out, the North American Union, or the American Union, and the dollarization of the Western hemisphere. They've been grieving over their overreach on the economy, which endangers the euro, which they want to preserve.
What is the prognosis from your source inside? I mean, are they thinking it's going to collapse? Are they trying to prop it up right now?
They're afraid that it will collapse. They want to take some action to avoid it. But they're afraid of the collapse of the euro. Are simply too many countries pulling out. Britain has never used the euro. We have countries, as I mentioned before, like Switzerland, say they're not using the euro. Several other countries in Europe refuse to use the euro, use their own. Well, Switzerland, I'll be bringing documents to Switzerland. And Sweden does not use the euro because I've got some other kind of currency in case I need it in my brief layover in Sweden. So they always refused it, and that gets Bilderberg knickers in a knot.
So bottom line, how's David Rockefeller doing?
He's still quite frail in a wheelchair, 96 years old. I don't think he has many Bilderberg meetings left.
Well, you've got about 20 left in you. How many of these you got left in you, Jim? Another 15, 20?
Oh, at least.
All right, Jim. We're going to go to break, and I'm going to talk to you during the break, so don't leave us. But then we're going to let you go. We're going to come back and cover other news on the other side. We'll be talking to Jim on Thursday from Switzerland when it kicks off. Jim Tucker, we'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.